Meseches Temura, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. Hakol Meimirin, anyone is allowed to make a Temura. The halacha is that if someone wants to bring a karban to the Beis HaMikdash, he is makdish, he sanctifies that animal to be the specific karban that he wants, for example, a karban chatas or a karban ayla. And once that animal becomes designated as his karban, it's forbidden to switch that animal with another animal, so that the second animal should become the karban. The pasuk says, "Lo yachlifenu v'lo yamir oisei." A person may not change his karban. Tov bira, by switching a good animal for his previous lower grade animal, or rabitov, or even switching a bad animal for a good animal. And if one does that, the Torah says, "V'hayahu usmuraso yiyakodesh." Both the original animal and the second animal, which one wants to switch it with, both maintain kedusha. So our Mishnah says, "Hakol mimirin." Anyone has the power of making that carbon temura. Echad anashim v'echad nashim. Whether it's a man or whether it's a woman, lo she'adam rashay lahamir. We're not saying that you're allowed to do it, because as we said earlier, it says in the Torah, "Lo yachlifenu." Also, one may not exchange it. Rather, she'im heimir, if someone b'di'evet did do it, mumar. The second animal gets the kedusha of the first animal, viso v'geser abayim, plus the person who does it will get malchus, the lashes for transgressing a negative commandment of lo yachlifenu v'lo yamir oso. The Mishnah continues, hakohanim meimirin eshelehem. A Kohen, who had designated an animal for his own karban, he has the ability, the power, to make a karban temura. V'Yisrael, Meimirin Eshelehem. He also has that ability to make a temura, but the point of the Mishnah is that you have to own the animal, which you are adding the Kedusha from that animal onto the new animal, which is Chulin. The original animal, which is a karban, must belong to the person making the temura. Ein kohen meimir, a kohen cannot make a temura, lo bechatas, velo beasham, velo babechar. Not with a karban chatas or a karban asham. The reason is because those animals which were brought to the Beis HaMikdash by Yisrael do not belong to a kohen. Therefore, the kohen cannot say, well, I want this animal to be in exchange for the karban chatas or the karban asham. And also they cannot do it for a karban, which is a bechar, a firstborn. They also cannot do that, as the Gemara will now explain. Am Rav Yochanan ben Nuri. Rav Yochanan ben Nuri said, "V'chi mepnei ma ein mamirin bebechar." Why should one not be able to make a temura of a bechar? Since the halacha is that a bechar is kachim kalim, and the Yisrael gives the bechar to the Kohen, it belongs to the Kohen. So since we said the criteria is that to make a temura it has to belong to you, so how come a bechar cannot be a temura? Amar Rabbi Akiva, so Rabbi Akiva said, chatas ve'asham matana l'kohen. We know a chatas and an asham, that's a gift to the kohen. And v'ha bechar matana l'kohen. A bechar is also matana l'kohen. So therefore we'll compare them and we'll say, ma chatas ve'asham ein meimirin behem, just as a chatas and an asham. One cannot make a temura, as we said earlier, because it doesn't belong to him. So to a bechar, it cannot make a temura, although it belongs to him. So Amalei Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri responded, "Mali einei meimir bechatas v'asham." I understand why you can't do temura by chatas and asham. She'ein zochin behem bechayehem, because the kohen doesn't own that animal while that animal is still alive. They may get parts of it after the shechita, after the zrikas dam, but as the animal is alive, it will never belong to the kohen. So that's why he cannot make a temura. Tomar bebechar shezachen lo bechayev. But as a bechar, that belongs to the kohen, even while the bechar is still alive. If so, let it consider it as if it's his, and he should be able to make a temura. Amalei Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva responded to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Valikvar nemar. But the Torah says, v'hayahu usmurasai yihyeh kodesh. That it and the replacement animal should both have kedusha, which implies that they both have similar criteria to absorbing the kedusha. So heichan kedusha chal alav. When is it possible for an original animal to become kadosh? Only if it is bebeis haba'alim, in the home of the original owner, because one can only make an animal into a korban if he owns that animal. So too, af tumura bebeis balam, so too tumura can only be made while it is still in the home of the original owner of the korban. Mishnah Beis. Mimirin min habakar umin hatzain. One can do a tumura, whether it is from cattle or from sheep. From cattle on sheep. So if you have a korban shlamim, which is a sheep, you can switch that kedusha onto cattle. Umin hatzain ala bakar. Or from tzain to bakar. Sheep to cattle. Min hakvasim al ha'izim. From sheep onto goats, and from umin ha'izim ala kavasim, and from goats onto sheep. Min ha'zacharim ala nekevas, from a male onto a female. Min ha'nekevas ala zacharim, or from females onto males. Min ha'tumimim al ba'alei mumin, from an animal which is a wholesome animal, doesn't have a mum, which would make it puzzle for being a karban. One can make the kedusha extend onto ba'alei mumin. Umi ba'alei mumin ala tumimim. And from a ba'al mum, it can go onto a tamim. Shenam, like it says, Lo yachlifenu v'lo yamir ha'isa. One may not make the chalifin, the exchange, or stretch it over. Tov bira, taking a good animal and taking the kedusha from a ra, from a poor animal onto it, oira bitov, or taking a lower grade animal and bringing the kedusha onto it from a better animal. Ezehu tov bira. What would be an example of a good animal which is getting its kedusha from a lower grade animal? Bali mumin shekadam hekdeshon es mumin. That would be a case where it was a bal mum. However, it became kadosh when it was still tamim. Therefore, the kedusha was originally chal on the animal, and in that case, you'd be able to extend the kedusha onto the new animal. However, if the original animal was a bal mum before it became kadosh, it would not have the power to extend the kedusha on to the new replacement animal. The Mishnah continues, Mimirin echad bishnayim. One can do a tumura if they have one animal of chulin, and they want to say that the kedusha of two animals of hekdesh should go onto it. It would work, and the kedusha would extend onto that one. Ushnayim be'echad. Or if you have two animals of chulin and one animal of hekdesh, and you want to take the kedusha off the hekdesh onto the two of chulin, that also would work. Echad b'meya u'meya be'echad, exchanging one animal for 100 or 100 for one. In all cases, it works. Rabbi Shimon says, "Ein mimirin ela echad b'echad." It always has to be a one-to-one ratio. Shenem, like it says in the pasuk, "V'hayahu usimura soy," that it and his exchange should both be kadosh. So mahu, just like when we say who, he, miyuchad, that's singular, aftumuraso, so to the animal that you're exchanging it onto, miyuchedes also has to be singular.